Friends, it's good to be with you again today. This week, I started my 20th year of ministry as senior pastor of this church.
今天，这周作为拿维进信会的主任牧师，我开始了第二十年的服事。
And last week, at our English services, I preached this message about 10 things.
在上一周，我讲到的时候，讲到了这个题目叫十件事情。
And today I will share those with you so you understand our vision and our purpose as a church.
所以今天我给你们分享，使你能够了解我们教会的意向。
The first thing is it's all by grace.
头一个事情是一切都是靠恩典。
The Bible says, for it is by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。 这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
These verses changed my life.
这些经文改变了我的生命。
Growing up in a Greek Orthodox family, I thought my salvation depended on my good works.
在我在希腊东正教的家庭中长大，我想呢，我的救恩呢，取决于好的行为。
I had been taught that Jesus' death was not enough.
人们教导我说，单靠耶稣死是不够的。
I had to earn my salvation by adding my good works to Jesus' work.
我呢，要想赚取神的救恩，我还得要在耶稣成就的工作上加上我的好行为。
But salvation, the Bible says, is by grace alone, by faith alone, by Christ alone.
但是得救完全是基于神的恩典，是单单信靠耶稣。
It's a gift.
这是一个礼物。
Not by works, so no one can boast.
不是靠好行为，没有一个人能够可以自夸。It's
free, it's undeserved.
是免费的礼物，是我们每个人所不配得的礼物。It's
unmerited favor.
这完全是神的恩惠。This
truth changed everything.
所以这个真理改变了一切。While
people try to earn their salvation by being good, we preach grace and we live by grace.
当人们试图通过好行为来赚取救恩的时候，我们呢却是在这里宣讲恩典。
There is no other religion in the world that teaches this truth.
其他的任何的宗教都没有这样的教导。Secondly,
we are meant to live for God's glory, not ours.
第二个是我们应当为神的荣耀而活，而不是为我们自己活。There
is a great, majestic God in heaven, and we are meant to live for His glory.
在天上有个伟大的、尊贵的神，我们应当是为了他的荣耀而生活。
1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God.
哥林多前书十章三十一节说，所以你们或吃或喝，无论做什么，都要为荣耀神而行。Friends,
we live to magnify and glorify God.
朋友们，我们在这里生活，活着是要尊神为大，来荣耀神。
We preach, we feed the poor, we pray for the sick, we evangelize the lost, so that God is glorified.
我们传道，我们传讲福音，我们喂养那贫穷的人，为生病的人祷告，给失丧的人传讲福音，都是为了荣耀神。So
that God is exalted.
所以是让神可以得到尊崇。That
God is honored.
我们来尊荣神。That
God is worshipped.
我们敬拜神。And
God is loved and obeyed.
所以说我们让神得到爱。
I have three daughters, and I want my daughters to know that I live for God's glory, not mine.
我有三个女儿，我希望我的女儿能够认识呢，我是为神的荣耀而活，而不是为我的荣耀。That
life is about God's glory, not mine.
生命是关乎神的荣耀，不是我们个人的荣耀。His
exaltation, not mine.
我们是要尊荣他，尊崇他，而不是我们自己。
We don't need our name in bright lights. We don't need recognition in the media. We don't need to be famous. We just have to live for God's glory.
我们不需要宣扬我们自己的名声，我们不需要得到媒体的认可，不需要出名，我们只需为他的荣耀而活。And
I have to ask myself this question, and I ask you this question.
我今天问我这样一个问题，也问你这样一个问题。
Do I work and play, eat and drink, talk and listen, love, give, serve to the glory of God, or do I do it for myself?
我们工作、娱乐、吃喝、谈、听、爱、付出和服侍，是为神的荣耀呢，还是为我自己的荣耀呢？
Thirdly,
第三个,
we are to boast in Christ alone.
我们唯有靠 基督来夸口。
Christ is our only hope.
基督是我们唯一的盼望。
He died so that we could have peace with God.
耶稣死了，所以我们可以与神和好。
Colossians 1:19-20 says, For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross.
哥罗西书一章的十九到二十节那里说，因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛都在基督里面居住，既然借着他在十字架上所流的血成就了和平，便借着他叫万有，无论是天上的地上的，都与自己和好了。
We should never boast in ourselves or our achievements.
我们永远都不应该自夸或者为我们的成就夸口。
We must boast in what Christ has done for us.
我们必须为基督为我们所做的夸口。
Paul says this in Galatians chapter 6 verse 14. He says, May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
加拉太书啊六章十四节保罗在这里说，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因着十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上，就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
And Paul also said, For me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
保罗也说这句话，他说对我来说，活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
We live for Christ.
我们为基督而活。
And when we die, we go to be with Christ.
当我们死的时候，我们将要与基督永远同在。
And therefore, that is gain, not a loss.
所以对我们来说，不是一个损失，是一种得着，是个益处。
Fourthly,People are lost and need to be saved through faith in Jesus Christ, locally and globally.
第四个是，世上的人都在世上，我们需要通过信耶稣基督得着拯救，无论是在我们本地还是在整个的世界。
John 3:16-17 says this: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world.But to save the world through him.
约翰福音三章十六到十七节那里说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。
See, God loves us.
神爱我们。
And he sends Jesus.
所以呢，他差遣耶稣来到这个世界上。
Whoever believes,
无论是谁
will have eternal life.
只要相信。他就能得着永生。
Have you believed?
你相信了吗？
God loves you.
神爱你。
Christ died for you.
耶稣为你而死。
He wants you to come back to him and believe in him.
神希望他你回转到神的面前，你用信靠他。
This message is for you, for me, but for everyone.
这个信息是给你的，是给我的，也是为每一个人的。
And Jesus is the only way of salvation.
耶稣是唯一的救恩的道路。
Jesus said in John 14 verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
约翰福音十四章六节那说，耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
He is the only way to the Father.
他是唯一去天父那里的道路。
He is the truth about God.
他是神的真理。
Only he can bring life.
只有他能够把亮光带给我们。
In the last three weeks, I've done six funerals.
在过去的三周里，我举办了六次的葬礼。
Everyone is dying.
每个人都在，世界人都在死亡。
Tomorrow, I will do another funeral.
明天还有一个葬礼。
And I will remind people when they gather together that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the only way to the Father.
他当人们聚集在一起的时候，我总是提醒人们。耶稣就是道路和真理和生命，他是唯一的到天父那里的道路。
Only he can bring hope in the midst of sickness and death.
只有基督在我们死亡、在我们疾病当中给我们带来盼望。
And that's why we must go in Jesus' power to reach others with the good news.
这就是为什么我们需要传福音，带着圣灵的能力来给人传福音。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8 says, You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传一章八节那里说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力， 并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
Friends, a young teacher shared the gospel with me and taught me the Bible, and I was saved when I was 15.
你知道，当我15岁的时候，一个年轻的教师给我分享福音，然后呢，我给我讲耶稣，我就得救了。
I then shared it with my friends at Enmore Boys High School.
后来呢，我就跟我的朋友们在 Enmore 的男子学校来传福音。
And the Marrickville Soccer Club.
后来去了 Marrickville 的足球俱乐部。
And the Sydney Teachers College where I studied to be a teacher.
后来在我在悉尼的师范学院那里来分享。
And at Marrickville High School where I taught mathematics for 7 years.
后来呢，我在 Marrickville 的高中教了7年的数学。
We ran lunchtime meetings and we ran camps.
我们也办营会和外展的音乐会。
And outreach concerts.
还有外展的音乐会。
We did anything we could to introduce people to Jesus Christ.
我们尽我们能所做的来让人给你们介绍耶稣。
I remember the first person I sat with and led to Christ.
我记得我第一个引着他带领他信主的一个人那个人。
He was 16.
他只有16岁。
He was a friend from school.
他是我在学校里的朋友。
I didn't know everything, but I knew enough to tell him that God loved him and God wanted him to become a Christian.
对，我知道的就是把耶稣爱他。耶稣把耶稣的救恩传给他，让他做基督徒。
And it brought great joy to me and to him when he gave his life to Jesus.
当他把他的生命交给耶稣的时候，给我都带来很大的喜乐。
Last year I met him on the Gold Coast. 40 years later.
40年之后，我去年在黄金海岸又再次遇见他。
And he's still living for Jesus.
他仍然在为基督而活。
God can use you what you say to someone to change lives.
神也可以使用你。借着你来拯救别人的生命，改变别人的生命。
We run Alpha courses and Christianity Explained.
我们办阿尔法的课程。
Last Thursday, 125 women heard about Jesus at our special dinner.
上周四的晚上，有120位妇女在晚餐会上听到了福音。
Every week we teach Scripture in the local schools.
在每一周，我们都给当地的学校来讲圣经给学生。
And we send missionaries all around the world.
我们往世界各地来派宣教士。
And if you are not doing anything tonight at 6 o'clock, this is set up for a special youth service.
你知道，如果你今天没什么事的话，这个是为今天晚上的青年聚会所举办、所设立的。
And we have a special speaker who's Chinese.
我们有一个特殊的一个讲员，他是个中国人。
Steve Chong is Australian Chinese, and he's going to preach the gospel in English.
你知道吧？今天晚上 ，Stephen Tong 他要用英语来讲福音。
So if you want to hear a Chinese preacher, young, passionate Chinese preacher, challenging people to give their lives to Jesus, come back at 6 o'clock tonight.
如果你要是想听的话，六点的时候你可以来。
Fifthly, we must be a Bible-soaked disciple-making church.
第五个，我们是必须浸泡在圣经里，造就门徒的教会。
In Acts chapter 2, after 3,000 people were converted, they gathered together and they were devoted to the apostles' teaching.
在《使徒行传》第二章，3000人信主了以后，他们开始恒心遵守使徒的教训。
They wanted to know God's word, to read it, to understand it, to follow it.
他们想来知道神的话语，他们希望能明白它，然后来遵行神的话语。
And we are a church that teaches the Bible, not my words.But God's words.
我们在这里讲不是讲我们的话语，乃是讲神的话语。
At every service and every Bible study, we want to hear what God has said and listen to Him.
在每一次的聚会、每一次的查经里，我们都希望能让人们来明白圣经。
That's why we have 500 people in Bible study groups throughout the week.
你知道，在每周里，我们有500个人参加小组的聚会。
And we have Chinese Bible study groups.
我们有3个的中文的小组。
We want men and women hungry to know God more deeply.
我们希望我们的每个弟兄姊妹能够更多的来渴慕真理。
One woman who left our church when she moved up the coast said this.
一个姊妹她去后来去海边了。
I would like to say that 2.5 years I spent at Nawi Baptist were the most fulfilling of my life. I give thanks to Christ for His blessings to me during that time, and for the pastors, deacons, and congregation.Who were so devoted to his word.
这个子民说，我想啊，在拿维浸信会的两年半的时间里，我度过了我生命中最充实的日子，我感谢主在那段时间里来祝福我，让牧师、执事还有我们的弟兄姊妹会众是如此的热衷于神的话语。
We want to be disciples who love the word of God, learn it and pass it on to others.
我们希望我们都成为爱主的信徒，然后呢学习圣经。
Sixthly,
第六个，
We need to be a church that exhibits Christ-like sacrificial love.
我们的教会应当表现出像基督那样牺牲的爱。
Jesus said, A new command I give you, love one another.As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, all men will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another.
耶稣说，我赐给你们一条新命令，乃是叫你们彼此相爱。我怎样爱你们，你们也要怎样相爱。你们若有彼此相爱的心，众人因此就认出你们是我的门徒了。
We are believers, we don't just come to church and go home, we are involved in each other's lives.
我们不是光啊来的教会然后回家，我们弟兄姊妹的生活互相分享。
It's costly to love like Jesus.
如果我们想像耶稣那样的爱，是这个代价是昂贵的。
It takes time and money and effort as we serve one another.
我们要服侍啊，互相的服侍，我们需要花费时间、金钱和精力。
That's why welcoming is so important. That's why we have welcomers and ushers to make you feel welcome and to greet new people.
这就是我们在教会里迎新是非常重要的，我们来欢迎那些新人， 让你觉得你是重要的。
That's why hospitality is so important, that we eat in each other's homes and we share meals together and tea and good food, good Chinese food, very good Chinese food.
这就是我们是为什么、啊、我们殷勤的招待别人是很重要的，我们在一起吃饭，我们来、啊、吃好
another food too、
还不光是中国饭。
That's why home groups, Bible study groups are so important, so we can pray with each other, we can rejoice together, we can cry together when things are sad and help one another.
这就是为什么在一个大教会里，家庭小组是非常重要的。我们互相祷告，彼此祷告，共同的支持。我们有悲伤的事情，我们一同的来分享。
And that's why pastoral care and visitation is so crucial, where we visit the sick, we pray for them, we help each other through broken marriages.When someone is depressed or has a mental illness, we try to come around them and love them and support them. When people have lost a loved one, that we are there to help them.
这就是为什么我们的教母关怀和探访是非常重要的。当人们有了悲伤的事情，我们跟他一同在分享悲伤。当啊我们的啊婚姻破碎的时候，当有的人有病的时候，我们到他们的家里或者医院去探访。当有人啊当家里失去亲人的时候，我们给他们来一同的来承担着苦难。
I praise God that you are loving each other and helping each other.
我们感谢神，我们弟兄姊妹能够彼此的相爱。
Number seven.
第七个。
Life is precarious and life is precious. Don't presume that you will have it tomorrow and don't waste it today.
我们的生命是不稳定的，而我们的生命呢是宝贵的。不要认为你会一定会有明天，今天不要浪费你的生命。
In the book of Hebrews, we read these words, Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many people, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
希伯来书九章的二十七到二十八节那里说，按着定命，人人都有死，死后且有审判。像这样，基督既然一次被献，担当了多人的罪，将来要向等候他的人第二次显现，且并与罪无关，乃是为拯救他们。
Don't presume you will live a long life.
不要假定你会很长寿。
I just think I'm going to live to 95.
我想哇，我可能能活到九十五岁。
My wife said, "No, I don't want to live to 95." She said.
我妻子说，我不想活到九十五岁。
We forget that this life will end.We must remember that this life will end. We have to live in light of eternity.
我们要知道说，我们的这个生命是有一定限度的，是有终止的。我们必须为永恒而活。
So, friends, life is precarious. War, car accidents, cancer, heart attacks, murder, persecution—all part of this world.
你知道我们的生活是不稳定的。在现在有战争、车祸、癌症、心脏病发作、谋杀，还有迫害。
Don't waste your life, live it for God's glory.
不要浪费你的生命， 要让你的生命来为神而活。
Boast in Christ.
靠基督夸口。
There's a little poem that I read last week. I'm not sure how it's going to go in translation. We'll see how we go. By a missionary called C.T. Studd.
你知道 C.T. Studd 是剑桥七杰人其中的一个，他是一个宣教士。
He worked in Africa, India, and China.
他去过非洲、印度和中国。
To take the gospel.
为的是传福音。
He left his money. He had a lot of money. He left it to orphanages and the poor.
他把他的大部分的遗产呢，把大部分的财产呢，捐给了孤儿院和那些有需要的人。
And I'm just going to read a Liambo from the last two bits. From
okay. 最后呢，我只读这个汉语的这两节。这个题目呢叫“生命只有一次”。他说：“哦，让我的爱与热情先燃烧，让我转离这个世界，能够为神而活，单单为你，在你的宝座前给你带来喜乐。生命只有一次，很快就会过去。我们唯有为主所做，才能永远长存。”在最后的一节他说生命只有一次是的只有一次现在让我全心说唯有你的旨意能够成就最后我会听到神的呼召直到说一切都会值得生命只有一次很快成为过去唯有为主所做才能永远长存
The two lines that stick with you Only one life will soon be passed Only what's done for Christ will last
在这里这个重复的两节的是生命只有一次很快就要飞逝了不要唯有为主所做的那一切才能永远长存
Number eight I have learned that God can turn evil and suffering for good
第八个是神可以把罪恶把痛苦转化成为我们的益处
Romans chapter 8 28 and 29 very very special verses
你知道罗马书的八章二十九、二十八、二十九是个非常特殊的境界。
We know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按着他的旨意被召的人。
For those God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son.That he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters.
因为他预先所知道的人，就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
Friends, God will work in all circumstances to make us more like Jesus.
你知道吗，弟兄姊妹，神在各样的环境中做工，使我们越来越多的像耶稣。
That's the good he is talking about.
这就是保罗在这里讲的益处。我们的益处。
He's not talking about a healthy life and bigger houses and holidays and exotic destinations.
他说的啊，不是说那些个好处是值得我们有健康的身体，有更大的房子，或者到名胜古迹、到国外去度假。
He works in all things to make us like Jesus.
神在所有的事情上来做工，使我们更像耶稣。
One pastor called John Piper writes this.
一个牧师，他叫约翰·派伯，他这样写。
I have very several vivid memories of this truth.
他说关于这个真理，我的生命中有几个生动的回忆。
Once was in 1974, when I rode with my father in the ambulance from Atlanta to Greenville with my mother's body in the hearse following behind.
一次呢是在1974年，那时候我和我的父亲坐在从亚特兰大往格林维尔的救护车里，后边呢装载着我母亲的那个灵车呢，就紧随在其后。
They had just flown in from Israel, where my mother had been killed in an accident, and my father was seriously injured.
他们呢，刚刚从以色列坐飞机来，他的母亲在一个事故中丧了生，他的父亲呢，则受了重伤。
All the way home for 3.5 hours, my father would weep and talk and weep and talk.
在回家的一路上，整整的三个半小时，我的父亲不停的哭泣说话，哭泣说话。
He was 56, and they had been married for 36 years.
他那时候是56岁，他们已经结婚了36年。
And when he talked, it was Romans 8:28 that gave him hope and courage.
知道吗？他谈到的就是罗马书八章二十八 八章二十八节就是谈到的、啊、神给他的智慧和勇气和盼望。
When things don't go the way they should, God always makes them turn for good.
你知道吗？当事情不顺利，当事情出了差错的时候，神总是能够把好的变，把坏的变成好的。
Even the marriage breakup, God can turn for good.
即使啊，人的婚姻破裂了，神仍然可以把它变好。
A huge financial loss.
有的人遭遇巨大的经济的损失。
The serious illness of a family member.
或者是一个家庭的家人有了严重的疾病。
Or even the death of a loved one.
甚至你痛失一个心爱的人。
I have to ask the question, do I trust God? And do you trust God in the midst of calamity and heartache?
我就问我自己问题，或者问你一个问题，在我们的灾难和痛苦当中，你还信靠神吗？我还信靠神吗？
God can turn even evil and suffering to make us more like Jesus.
我们知道神能够把、啊、罪恶把痛苦 来,、啊、来改变，使我们更多的来像耶稣。
Number nine.
第九个，
We must express our God dependency through prayer.
我们必须通过祷告表达我们对神的信靠。
In Acts chapter 2, we read, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread, and to prayer. They were devoted to prayer.
第使徒行传二章四十二节那里说，门徒们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接掰饼祷告。
Friends, prayer expresses our dependence on God. We can't do it alone. We need him.
你知道吗？祷告表达我们对神的信靠，我们自己做不到。我们依靠神。
Prayer reminds us that we exist to do what we cannot do in the natural, but we can do in the power of the Holy Spirit.
祷告提醒我们在这里不是靠着我们天然的力量来做，而是依靠圣灵的能力才能做到。
We need to pray prayers of adoration and confession and thanksgiving and petition.
我们需要啊各种各样的祷告、崇拜、忏悔、感恩和祈求。
We must humbly yet passionately call out to God in prayer.
我们必须谦卑，然而呢，在祷告中呢，应当热情地向神呼求。
For his kingdom to grow.
愿他的国扩张。
For the lost to be saved.
愿失散的灵魂得到拯救。
For the sick to be healed.
那让神来医治那些有病的人。
For broken marriages to be restored.
我们希望那些破碎的婚姻得到恢复。
For missionaries to be effective.
让传教士的工作能够更加有效。
Friends, one of the reasons we pray is that God acts when we pray.
你知道祷告其中的原因就是当我们祷告的时候神做工。
And God can do more in 5 seconds than we can do in 5 years.
神在五秒内所做的远比我们在五年内所做的还要多。
Each morning I get out my Bible and I read it.
你知道每天早晨我都会把我的圣经拿出来来读它。
And then I pray.
然后就祷告。
For God's will to be done.
愿神的旨意能够成就。
Many times I go on a walk, and when I'm walking and exercising, I'm talking to God and I'm praying.
你知道，当我在外边走路的散步的时候，我就祷告。
As I walk and pray, sometimes God gives me the best ideas for sermons, the best ideas for reaching out.
是吧？当我啊走路祷告的时候，神给我啊很多关于这讲道的时候，很多的啊好的idea.
You must find ways to pray.
你必须找到祷告的方法。
And finally.Point number 10. You've done well.
你知道吗？
第 10.
我们现在已经做到第十了。第十。
We must be generous, act justly, and love mercy.
我们必须要慷慨，行使公义，好怜悯。
Paul writes to the Corinthians, but just or since you excel in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in complete earnestness, and in the love we have kindled in you.See that you also excel in this grace of giving.
哥林多后书八章第七节，你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈惠的事上也格外显出满足来。
A Christ-centered, God-glorifying church is generous with its money.
一个以基督为中心的教会，荣耀神的教会，在钱财上。是慷慨的。
It gives to support the work of the gospel in Nauru and through mission to the ends of the earth.
它支持啊，我们在拿威的啊，还有在世界上的各地的福音的工作。
I thank God that people in this church I've been here for 19 years are generous with their money to support mission.
在我感谢主，我在这个教会里已经19年，看到了我们的弟兄姊妹特别的热心的奉献， 为宣教。
When I started here, we had two ministers.
当我开始在这里的时候，只有两个牧师。
We had something like 360 people in church here.
那时候呢，有360个人。
Now most Sundays we have 700 to 750 people.
有的时候啊，在星期天的时候有750个人。
Five and a half ministers.
有五个半牧师。
Because people are giving and setting aside money for the work of the gospel so we can reach more and more people.
人们啊，来奉献，我们可以更多的来接触到，来照顾那些人。
The church took a step of faith to start a Chinese ministry.
我们知道这个教会开始呢，得有信心开办这个中文堂。
The church took a step of faith to do the extensions in the building with the kitchens and the extra rooms that we use for English classes and kids groups and youth groups.
这个教
会 and prayer meetings.
这个教会，然后呢，来开展这个这一部分的这个工程。所以呢，目的是来让我们的教会让我们有祷告会，有英语班能够做。
If you know Jesus, you would be generous with what He has given you.
如果你要认识耶稣的话，你会慷慨的来付出给予。
So Jesus is our example, 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9, For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
我们知道耶稣是我们的榜样，在哥林多后书八章九节呢说，你知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，叫我们可以因他的贫穷成为富足。
Not rich materially, but rich spiritually.
不是说的是在物质上，而是说的在属灵上丰富。
And friends, a Christ-centered church is concerned for justice and the poor.
一个以基督为中心、荣耀神的教会，必须主张公义，关怀那些贫穷的人。
Micah chapter 6 verse 8 is a very important verse here.
弥迦书六章八节是个非常重要的经节。
It says, He has shown you, O mortal, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you?To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
世人呐，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
James 1 verse 27 says, Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this, to look after the orphans and the widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
雅各书一章的二十七节，那里说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚，就是看顾在患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
We provide food hampers to the poor.
我们为这个穷人提供食品篮。
We have boxes of food every week. 10-15 people come and we give them a box of food.
有十到十五个人，以贫穷的人，他到这来，我们给他一大包的食物。
Sunday nights at the Riverwood Presbyterian Church, we are working with them. We have a soup kitchen. They get some soup and some bread, something to eat tonight.
你知道在 Riverwood 这里我们跟Riverwood 的长老会呢共同的合作，来做汤，然后供给那些人。
We sponsor children through Baptist World Aid in very poor parts of the world.
我们赞助那些儿童通过这个世界浸信会的援助这个。
Every Christmas, we put gifts together in a shoebox to bless children around the world.
你说在圣诞节的时候，我们把这个圣诞礼物包起来，然后来祝福那些个孩子们。
And there are many other ways in which we serve the poor.
只有很多的方式，我们可以服侍贫穷的人。
I could give you 20 or 30 things this today.
今天我可以要是谈，我可以谈十件、二十件、三十件的事情。
But we have to have tea soon.
但是我一会儿要去喝茶了。
So I'll stop at 10.
我就讲十个。
10 very important things that God wants every Christian believer and every church to focus on.
这十件事是我们每一个信徒、每个教会都应当集中来看的。
May God help us to believe this and live this way for God's glory.
愿神让我们来理解它，然后呢，来为了神的荣耀而活。
Let me pray.
我祷告。
God, we thank you for your grace.
神啊，谢谢你，谢谢你的恩典。
Help us to live for your glory and not ours.
帮助我们为你的荣耀而活，而不是为我们的荣耀。
Help us to boast in Christ and Him alone.
帮助我们靠基督夸口，而且单单靠基督夸口。
Lord God, people are lost and need saving. Help us to tell them about Jesus.
主啊，我们世界上的人都在失散，帮助我们给他们传讲福音。
Help us to love your word and to show Christian love.
帮助我们来爱慕你的话语，能够把基督的爱表现出来。
Remind us that we will not live forever on this earth, and we should not waste even a breath.
提醒我们，我们不是在这一直的在这个世界上活着。
Thank you, God, that you can turn evil and suffering for good.
谢谢主，你能够把坏的事情变成好的事情。
Help us to be men and women who pray, who are generous, who act justly and love mercy.
帮助我们成为祷告的人，让我们慷慨行事公义，好怜悯。
And to God be the glory.
愿神得的荣耀，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。